This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
A couple of texts, Vancouver Ford text line, 503-864-6326. We're talking about the Dan Lanning effect, and it's getting to be a little much, and it's yes. Only going to get worse as they get into bigger games here, Big Ten championship game and in the playoff. Somebody asked, I want to know what would have happened had Oregon been up 40 to start the fourth. Do they look like asshats for jumping around?
I mean, do they look like asshats for jumping around to shout when they're up by 40?
Well,
I mean, here's the thing. I think Wisconsin would look like more like a bunch of asshats losing by 40 and then getting excited about jump around. Who was it? There was an NFL game I was watching this weekend, and someone was getting their teeth kicked in, and they scored a touchdown, and the receiver did... the receiver had a celebration.
Was it the Jags?
I saw that. They were down like 21 or something like that.
I was like, what are you doing?
Yeah, I don't remember what it was, but yeah, I saw that too.
Like, you literally are you're getting run off the field, but good thing you've got your celebration lined up. Like, you look more like an ass. I think Wisconsin would look more like an ass for doing jump around down by 40.
Well, they always do. I mean, they do it every game.
I know.
But a lot of people are texting in. Several are texting in that Wisconsin's opponents mm-hmm. have been jumping around to jump around.
Yeah.
For years.
Yeah, it's a thing. Yeah, if you look up, and I did when the Lanning Jesus stuff started happening, I just Googled, have other teams done jump around? And they're like, yeah. If there's a close game, it seems like a lot of teams embrace the jump around. But did they weaponize it the way Dan Lanning
but
did?
But did they get a 4th-and-9 conversion right out of jumping around?
That's probably reason why everyone's losing their ass.
And Deal is in. He says, can't wait until they play in Iowa and Lanning cures the disease of one of the kids in the children's hospital.
Goes up and has a leap of faith moment. He's got the kid's on crutches or whatever in the wheelchair, and he stands up and throws him to a side and is like, I got this. Starts doing shout.
Another text says, Lanning is a good balance. I think he is a player's guy, but also can be a hard ass. He is Pete Carroll with sternness.
Well, again, Pete Carroll is one of the greatest college coaches of all time. So I'm going to go ahead and just.
But he didn't have sternness.
I'm going to go ahead and put a pin in that. And that's the sort of stuff that drives people crazy.
Well, I think he's just talking about personality, you know. As good as Chip Kelly was at Oregon, they didn't seem great at situational football. They rarely got into games when it mattered, but it certainly showed up when they did get in close games. I think Lanning seems to take the pressure off of them.
Well, he certainly doesn't. He's got big balls, from fakes to going forward on fourth down.
Wait a minute.
What?
That was Chip's nickname.
Well,
Big Balls Chip.
I'm sorry. Chip's got
please, Dr.
Who's
Onions.
Got bigger balls?
We're changing that.
Big Balls Chip or Dr. Onions Lanning? Balls jiggling?
It's Dr. Onions. No offense to Chip, but Chip's gone from medium balls to now we've got Iron Balls McGinty out here, Dan Lanning. Because he's just... I've yet to see the situation where that guy won't do something that you look at and you're like, what the hell was that? Good or bad? And the other thing I do respect about Lanning is he owns it. Like, when it doesn't go his way, and it hasn't a bunch, he just is like, oh, like, I believed in my guys.
When that fake field goal didn't work,
yeah,
they instantly panned to him,
yeah.
And you could see it in his face, like, that he's like,
here we go again.
I'm going to take heat for that one.
You know who he kind of reminds me of is Dan Campbell.
Yeah.
Yeah, I could see that.
Just always motivating, always positive, and just always going for it.
And there is a, and that's what they're saying when the whole Dan Lanning to the NFL thing, that's what they were saying is the NFL is the definition of a copycat league, and there are going to be the copycats of Dan Campbell right now. Dan Campbell has built what it really isn't an argument right now. They're the best team in the NFL. Whether or not they win the Super Bowl, I don't know. But it's the best team in the NFL right now, period. And people are going to want to find the next Dan Campbell. And it's funny you mention that because that's why Lanning's name gets brought up, is they view him in that Dan Campbell sort of mode. And also when you look around the NFL at some of the guys that are having success right now, it really is culture builders. You know, for a long time, it was you just needed someone that Sean McVay farted on, right? If you got pink eye from Sean McVay, you were going to get a head coaching job because we wanted someone that could really build and craft an offense. And you look at some of the guys right now from Sean McDermott, certainly Mike Tomlin, Harbaugh, by the way, both Harbaughs, and now you throw Dan Campbell in there. I think there is a little bit of a shift to where we want culture builders. That yes, it's nice to have a Matt LaFleur. It's nice to have a Kyle Shanahan. Those guys can be hard to find. For every one of those, you know, you get a, I guess that's not true because, I mean, Sirianni's actually won a bunch of games. But you know what I mean? You get the offensive bright mind that flames out in 2 seconds.
Like a McDaniels or something like that.
Yeah. And so I think there is an idea of the culture builder. It wouldn't shock me if the Rizzler down in New Orleans ends up getting that job because he seems like that culture builder guy. And I could see where an NFL team
quite frankly
looks at Dan Lanning and just simply says, I don't care that it's two different games. I want that. I want a culture builder, and Lanning seems like a culture builder.
All right. Up next, for the first time ever,
we talk about the NFL.
On the van.
Excuse me.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.